Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time it happens to be that you are tuned into Prime Time with Slime, I'm your host, Dominique, and I welcome you. Now, today's topic is love. And this episode is a little different than my last, because there's no guest this time. It's just 2 a.m., and I'm in my thoughts and ready to discuss this. Now, we tend to find and look for love and happiness within the next person before we find it within ourselves. So then, in turn, it doesn't work out with that person that we're so brokenhearted over, or we're going to be brokenhearted over, because we're looking for shit in all the wrong places. I mean, if I didn't love myself right now, I wouldn't be able to love anybody. It would just be that desperation deep down inside of me wanting that love for myself and desiring it, yearning for it, that keeps me attached and close with the other person. But the truth is, you have to be close with yourself. Love yourself. Find happiness within you. I say that to say I'm no better than the next person when it comes to love, because love you learn as you go. But if I could just spread that little bit of knowledge to love yourself first, then maybe it can help somebody love someone for the right reasons instead of the wrong. The wrong reasons being to make ourselves happy. Us as humans, sometimes we forget that happiness really truly comes from ourselves, and happiness is a spirit. You got to keep yourself in that spirit and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna be happy. I've decided to live my life in the happiest way, because things can only make you unhappy if you allow it. Allow positivity to flow. Allow yourself to be happy. But do know that happiness comes from yourself. And it's not easy. It's easier said than done. But it's the honest God truth. That's what we have to do. If you truly, truly want to give yourself to someone and not string them along until that depression kicks in on why you can't love them back, or why you can't give your all, and it's a battle within yourself and you're fighting demons like, fuck, I really want to love you, but I can't. That is wise, because we're looking for the shit that we need for ourselves in relationships, in friendships, in all the wrong places. Start within yourself. Once you just be in the spirit of happiness, once you just be in the spirit of love and you love yourself, I don't care if you're fat, skinny, weird shaped, love yourself. I got a gut and I love that shit. And once I started showing that I love myself and I have confidence, there goes the people that have the true love for me and the true respect for me, because it's like, damn. It's like, damn, she loves herself. Damn, she's positive. Damn, she's happy. And more people are drawn to you. I don't even like people. So I'm not saying it to say you want people in your space. I'm saying it to say the more you show off how happy and confident you are, it draws those same kind of people towards you instead of those toxic vibes and negative energy. Once you stop giving off that shit and feeding into it, and feeding yourself what you need, that's when everything positive just flows. So this was just a short little episode, and I thank you for listening, because I don't know, I needed to get this off my chest, and I need it for whoever's listening to hear it.